This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Incessant rainfall triggered landslide obstructing road sections in various parts of the country. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva departs for India as part of her first official visit since assuming office. Matters of bilateral interest to be discussed. And Indian doctors strike over rape and murder of colleague. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva has left for India today at the invitation of her Indian counterpart Dr. S. J. Shankar. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana departed for New Delhi today at 11:30 a.m. for her first official visit to India since assuming office. Minister Dr. Deva is scheduled to meet with Indian Foreign Minister S. J. Shankar to discuss mutual interest, cooperation and the expansion of bilateral relations. Joint Secretary Bhrigu Dungana, head of the South Asia Division at the Foreign Ministry, is also part of her delegation. The ministry hopes that as part of the regular exchange of high-level visits between India and Nepal, this visit would further consolidate the age-old, deep and multifaceted bilateral relations. The ministry stated that Minister Dr. Deva is scheduled to return home on August 22. The Tamghas Riddi and Riddi Wami Taksa road sections are blocked due to landslide triggered by heavy rain last night. Landslides at Gaudakot, Birbas and Ratamata have obstructed these road sections under the modern Bhandari Highway. The Riddi Rudrabeni Wami Taksa road is also blocked due to increased water flow in the Dohari River. Consequently, vehicles from Tamghas and Wami Taksar to Butwal and Kathmandu are stranded. Chief District Officer Krishna Prasad Sharma said efforts are ongoing to clear the roads, but continuous rainfall and mudslides are hampering progress. Likewise, landslides triggered by heavy rainfall has blocked the Baglung Rukum East Section Road of the Midhill Highway in Nishikhola Rural Municipality 6. Information Officer of the District Police Office Vijay Yadav said efforts are being made to clear the landslide debris and open the road for traffic. As a result, people travelling to Rukum East, Jajakot and other districts remain stranded on the road. Likewise, the Tintu-Jajakot road in the Bheri corridor is blocked due to landslide as well. According to Jajakot District Police, landslides occurred in Tedaghat Nagarpalika and Bheri municipality after rain on Friday evening. The police reported that a lack of equipment is delaying road clearance. Heavy rain since early morning has made the situation worse, causing further difficulties in reopening the roads on time. Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepal, has demanded the withdrawal of cases against agitators from the Madhes movement. In a meeting held from August 11 to 14, the party urged the government to release detainees and unfreeze land and property per the previous agreement. The Janata Samajwadi Party also called for resolving issues involving indigenous peoples, Limbuwan and Kirat agitators, fairly. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stated that defending people's issues require action both in the streets and the legislature. Speaking at an event for Marathi Ram Riksha Yadav, Dahal criticized the current ruling coalition and reaffirmed his party's commitment to fighting corruption and mobilizing support. Chair Dahal also praised Yadav's role in the Madhesi People's Movement. The Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives discussed the Water Resource Bill 2081 with parliamentarians involved in its amendment. During the meeting held at Singha Darbar today, Minister for Energy, Water Resource and Irrigation Deepak Harka assured that the bill would be timely and fair. Likewise, parliamentarians emphasized the importance of addressing climate change, reducing environmental risk, considering local interest and centralizing authority for coordination with provinces. They also urged that the bill should facilitate domestic and foreign investment without conflicting with other water resource-related laws. Electricity from the national transmission line has reached Gosaikunda for the first time. This move will ease travel for pilgrims and benefit local residents. The Nepal Electricity Authority has supplied power to the area, which sits 4,380 meters above sea level. Previously, only solar lights were available. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Kissing noted that this power supply coincided with the Janai Purnima festival. The project, costing around rupees 30 million, also includes a 15 kVA transformer to support the transmission. Nepal Electricity Authority plans to extend electricity to other remote areas as part of their nationwide campaign. Relocation of Nuwakot landslide victims has halted due to the lack of government subsidies for rebuilding. Chief District Officer Ramakrishna Adhikari informed that insufficient funds have delayed the second and third installments of reconstruction aid. Currently, 84 houses need rebuilding. Without additional funds, construction remains incomplete, leaving families at risk in unsafe conditions. Schools and the teaching environment has been affected due to a severe shortage of teachers in Sarlahi. Many schools in the district have fewer teachers than required, with some having less than half the needed staff. The situation remains critical, affecting both students and the teaching quality there. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Doctors in India have held a national strike, escalating the protest against the rape and murder of a female colleague in the West Bengal city of Kolkata. According to BBC, more than a million were expected to join the strikes as hospitals and clinics across the country turned away non-emergency patients. The Indian Medical Association described last week's killing as a crime of barbaric scale due to the lack of safe spaces for women. Protests against the attack and calling for the better protection of women have intensified in recent days after a mob vandalized the hospital where it happened, destroying evidence. In a statement, the Indian Medical Association said emergency and casualty services would continue to run. The strike ended at 6 local time on Sunday. The association's president, R.V. Ashokan, told the BBC that if such a crime can happen in a medical college in a major city, it shows that doctors aren't safe anywhere. Thailand's king, Maha Vijayarilongkorn, formally endorsed Pathongthorn Sinawatra as the country's next prime minister on Sunday. CNN reported that her appointment follows a week of twists and turns in Thai politics. During this time, the Constitutional Court ousted her predecessor, Shweta Thavesin, from the same Phua Thai party. With the king's approval now official, Pathongthorn Sinawatra is set to move forward with assembling a cabinet, a process expected to unfold in the coming weeks. Al Jazeera reported that recently the Thai parliament voted to make Pathongthorn Sinawatra the next as well as the youngest ever prime minister of Thailand. Israeli forces continued their attacks across the Gaza Strip, resulting in the deaths of over a dozen Palestinians. Meanwhile, in central Azawaida, people mourned 15 members of the same family who were killed on Saturday. Hamas official Osama Hamdan told Al Jazeera that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the main obstacle to a ceasefire and captive exchange deal. Despite this, Israeli negotiators expressed cautious optimism after 2 days of truce talks in Qatar. In Israel, thousands of anti-government protesters took to the streets of Tel Aviv and other cities demanding the Israeli Prime Minister accept the ceasefire deal. Ukrainian forces reported intercepting a Russian missile attack on Kyiv early Sunday following air raid sirens. According to Agence France-Presse, this marked the third ballistic missile attack on the capital in August, with a six-day gap between each. Alongside the missiles, drones were spotted but were destroyed outside the city. No damage or casualties were reported. The Kyiv City Military Administration suggested the missiles might be North Korean KN-23 types. Recent attacks have heightened tension, especially after Kyiv's counteroffensive in Russia's Kursk region, where over 120,000 people have fled. Russian air defenses also shot down 5 Ukrainian drones in Belgorod, Kursk, and Rostov on Saturday night. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in all provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Incessant rainfall triggered landslide, obstructing road sections in various parts of the country. Foreign Minister Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva departs for India as part of her first official visit since assuming office. Matters of bilateral interest to be discussed. And Indian doctors strike over rape and murder of colleague. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.